In just a moment, we switch controls to California, to the Dairy Rich Show, Stars Over Hollywood, presented by Dairy Rich, the chocolate-flavored drink, and today starring one of Hollywood's most talented leading men, James Craig. There's the signal. We take you now to Hollywood.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Stars Over Hollywood. This is Art Gilmore greeting you from the movie capital of the world, where every week Bowie's Incorporated, makers of Dairy Rich, present Stars Over Hollywood, headlining your favorite stars of screen and radio. Every week, new personalities, every week a new story, and every week the same delicious drink, Dairy Rich. It won't be long until curtain time, but in this brief minute backstage, we can introduce our star for today. He's rapidly moving into a top spot in pictures, and he's with us today through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of The Postman Always Rings Twice. Ladies and gentlemen, here's James Craig.
Thank you, Art. This is my first visit to Stars Over Hollywood, and I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, it certainly is a pleasure for us, Jim. A lot of famous stars have stood before our microphones, and we thought it was time your name was added to the list.
Well, I'll try to live up to the billing.
We have no doubt of that, and we know our listeners will welcome you as the hero of today's dramatic love story. While you're getting ready for the opening curtain, I'll have a few words with the folks. As warmer weather approaches, mothers become more alert as to the kind of warm weather drinks the children go for. Well, if you want to be sure that everything is under control, just keep a quart of Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink in the refrigerator and let the children help themselves. Then you'll know that they're getting a dairy drink approved by school dietitians from coast to coast. And what's more, you couldn't give the children anything they like better than Dairy Rich. They really go for that swell-tasting chocolate flavor. Remember, D-A-R-I-R-I-C-H. Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. Dairy Rich presents The House on the Cliff, an original radio drama starring James Craig as Peter Troy. Love is a force stronger than the human mind can fathom, a force that can work for both good and evil. Take the case of Peter Troy. Peter was one of the most sensational concert violinists this country has ever seen. He was famous all over the world. He played before royalty. Then, as suddenly as he had risen to the heights, Peter Troy disappeared from view. It all began with his marriage to lovely Mary Patterson. Peter and Mary were very happy in their love for one another. They bought a little house that stood alone on a cliff overlooking the ocean. And they settled down to begin their life together.
Ah, there. How's that look?
Perfect. That chair looks swell beside the fireplace.
Do you think it would look better over by the piano? Maybe the blue chair would be better here, huh?
Now, I see here, Mary Troy. We've moved every stick of furniture in this room at least a dozen times.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry. You must be terribly tired.
Tired? I'm exhausted.
Sit down and rest, Peter. We'll think about this tomorrow.
Ah, this is the life.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thank you.
How about a glass of milk?
No sale.
Well, what would you like?
I'd like to have you sit here at my knee.
All right. How's that?
Perfect.
Do we make a pretty domestic picture?
We do.
Happy?
What do you think?
We'll be sitting here this way when we're 60, won't we?
And when we're 80. We'll sit here and grow old together. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us? There might be three or four of us.
We'll talk about that later.
Oh, this will be a wonderful place for children, darling.
I think I'll have that glass of milk after all.
All right, I'll get it. Want some cookies, too?
I'd love some.
You know what?
What?
This is going to be a wonderful place for weekend parties.
Honey, we've only been married a month. There'll be plenty of time to think of parties.
Well, we don't have to have them right away, but, well, it's fun to plan for them, isn't it?
I thought you were going to get some milk and cookies.
I'm on my way.
A man could starve while you make up your mind.
Oh, poor abused Peter.
Why can't people leave us alone?
Now, Peter, it might be important. Hello? Oh, hello, Dick. How are you? Well, we've been doing a lot of redecorating, but we're just about settled now.
What does he want?
Oh, well, of course you can see it. Now, why don't you come up next Friday night and spend the weekend with us? You know, we'd love to have you.
Let me talk to him.
Why, Peter.
Hello, Dick. What can I do for you? No, I don't want to make any appearance now. I don't care how much they offer. I've only been married a month, and I want to spend some time with my wife. I don't know when I'll appear again. I'll let you know. All right, Dick. About next weekend. Mary didn't know it, but we were taking a little trip together. Some other time, maybe. Okay, Dick. Goodbye.
Peter, where are we going next weekend?
Well, I,
You hadn't really planned to go anywhere, had you?
Well, I thought we
had
might.
Had you, Peter?
I see here, young lady. Are you cross-examining me?
Why didn't you want Dick to come up here?
Well, if you must know, I want you all to myself. Is that a crime?
I suppose not, but...
After all, Mary, we've only been married a short time.
Oh, but, Peter, we've had a wonderful month together, and Dick's your manager and your best friend.
Don't you like being here?
Oh,
just
darling,
with me?
Darling, you know I do.
Then what are we arguing about?
Peter, did you turn down another concert tour?
As a matter of fact, I did.
Why?
Not enough money.
Is that the real reason?
What difference does it make?
None, I suppose. It's just that you've turned down so many lately.
I don't want to leave you.
But I could go with you.
Oh, it's a terrible life for a woman. You'd be miserable.
Well, then I could stay here. I wouldn't mind, honestly. Peggy'd come up and stay with me.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
Oh, Peter, Troy, you know better than that.
Oh, don't worry, honey. There'll be plenty of time for concert tours. Aren't you happy?
Peter, yes.
Then show it. Oh, I know what'll make you feel better. I'll play for you. Would you like that?
Oh, wonderful, darling. You haven't played in a long time.
I'd rather play for you than an audience any day in the week.
Peter, I...
What, Mary?
Nothing. Beautifully, Peter.
Do you love me or my music?
I love you. And very much.
What would life be without you, Mary?
Why do you think of things like that? It's morbid.
I didn't mean to be morbid.
Is it that you're afraid of losing me?
I don't know.
Oh, you needn't be, you know.
We're getting pretty serious, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, let's laugh and forget it. Let's be gay. What do you say?
Yes, darling. Yes, and we'll have Dick and Peggy and a few others up to spend next weekend with us, all right?
Anything you say, Mary. We'll be the gay young Peter Troys. Be our song, Mary. I'll never play it for anyone else.
Peter, I wish you wouldn't talk that way.
Why not?
Because it's unhealthy.
Why is it unhealthy to have our own song? All lovers do.
It isn't only the song, Peter. Everything is just for us.
Oh, it isn't that bad.
You know, darling, you promised that we could have Dick and the others up for a weekend, and you've backed down every time.
But there were good reasons.
Well, there'll always be reasons.
Don't you realize? We don't need other people to make us happy.
darling. No one is sufficient unto himself.
But we're two people. Don't you see I'm trying to protect what we have? Our life together is beautiful. Other people wouldn't understand. They'd destroy it. They'd destroy us.
Other people couldn't destroy our love. You have to share with others to be happy.
Aren't you happy, Mary?
Oh, Peter. Peter, you've got to be sensible. We can't be hermits. You'll grow to hate me.
You can't believe that.
Darling, look. I want to live a normal life. I want you to go on with your concert work. I want children.
We don't need children.
Oh, Peter, you're hopeless.
Oh, Mary. Mary, we're quarreling.
Oh, darling, I don't want it to be this way, believe me.
What do you want me to do?
Go on with your concert work.
We don't need the money.
That isn't the point.
Let's talk about it tomorrow.
No, Peter, we'll talk about it now. Oh, I'll get it.
Hello, Mary. May I come in?
Why, Dick, hello.
What the devil do you want?
Peter.
How are you, Peter?
I'm fine.
Awfully good to see you again, Dick.
Well, you know, you two have become regular hermits, so I thought I'd better come up here and see what was going on.
Sit down, Dick. You'll stay, won't you?
Well, as a matter of fact, Mary, I have to get right back to town. I just wanted to talk to Peter.
We have a phone.
Peter, you ought to be ashamed.
That's all right, Mary. Peter, they want you at Carnegie Hall, and I want to go back and tell them you accept the offer.
You can tell them to jump in the lake.
Look, now, you're behaving like a child.
That's my business.
Well, as your manager is my business, too.
Dick, you're wasting your breath. I don't know why you came here in the first place.
He came because I asked him to.
Mary and I don't need advice from outsiders.
I think you owe Dick an apology.
I don't owe anyone an apology. It's my life, and I'll make what I want of it.
All right, Peter. I'm sorry I made the mistake of coming up here. I'm sorry for Mary, but most of all, I'm sorry for you.
Well, don't waste your pity. I've been quite happy until now.
Peter, I'm puzzled. We've been friends for years. You can tell me what's wrong.
Nothing's wrong. I'm living the way I want to live. I have Mary. I have a home. I have plenty of money. I don't want or need anything more. Is that a crime?
I think you're ill, Peter.
You mean mentally ill, of course.
You can call it that.
Have you said quite enough?
What more can I say?
Then get out.
Peter, don't.
All right, Peter. I'm going.
Oh, Dick, I'm sorry. I'm so terribly sorry.
It's all right, Mary, dear. Don't bother to see me to the door. Goodbye, Mary. Peter, I... Goodbye.
Well, are you satisfied?
I'd be ashamed. I'd be so ashamed.
Well, I'm not.
How could you treat a wonderful old friend the way you treated Dick Bonnaby?
I didn't ask him to come here.
Oh, Peter, what's happened? What's happening to us?
Oh, Mary. Darling, don't cry. I didn't mean to make you cry. I wouldn't hurt you for the world. You know that.
Poor Dick. He was just trying to help.
We don't need help, darling. We don't need anyone but ourselves.
Don't say that, Peter. Don't ever say that to me again.
Listen to me, dear. I'll call Dick in the morning and apologize. We'll forget all about what happened. It'll be just the same as before.
I don't want things to be the same as before.
Ah, nonsense. Of course you do. We've been so happy, darling. We can be happy again.
No, Peter.
Of course you do. Everything will be different tomorrow. You'll see.
There isn't going to be any tomorrow for us, Peter.
That's a fine way to talk.
I'm serious. I'm leaving you. Now, tonight.
You don't mean that. You couldn't mean it.
It was never more serious in my life.
But you can't. You wouldn't.
I'm leaving you, Peter.
The curtain falls on Act One of The House on the Cliff with James Craig as the star of our Derry Ritz Theater. In a moment, Mr. Craig will be back in Act Two. Can you imagine yourself trying to enjoy food in which no flavors are used? No salt, no pepper, no sweetening or seasoning of any kind? The food would seem pretty flat and tasteless, wouldn't it? It's flavor that makes it enjoyable, and it's the marvelous flavor that makes Hot Dairy Ritz chocolate-flavored drink such a welcome change to the children at breakfast. Many mothers have found that their children have to be coaxed to eat, even scolded to get them to take the milk solids they need for health. Yet these same children take Hot Dairy Rich eagerly and ask for more. And Dairy Rich is rich in the very milk solids the children need. You see, Dairy Rich is a fresh dairy drink. made marvelously appetizing by blending with the most deliciously different of all chocolate flavors. And while the children enjoy this swell-tasting dairy drink, they're getting good supplies of milk calcium to help build up their bones and teeth, and milk protein to help cover their bones with good, strong muscles. So why not give the children a break? Give them their milk calcium and milk protein in a way they'll really enjoy. Give them hot Dairy Rich with their breakfast and watch them go for it. Order a quart today, and to make sure you're getting the genuine, look for this name on the bottle cap. D-A-R-I-R-I-C-H. Dairy Rich Chocolate Flavored Drink. Back to our star, James Craig, and the House on the Cliff. Peter Troy loved his wife to the exclusion of all other interests. He tried to cut off all contact with the outside world. He wanted no one but Mary. Then Peter quarreled bitterly with his manager and best friend, Dick Barnaby, and Mary left him that night. Peter stubbornly locked himself in the house and saw no one for several nights. Then one day...
Hello, Peter.
What do you want?
May I come in?
I suppose so. You're here.
Peter, I want to talk to you.
I'm not accepting any concert tours. I'm through.
No, it isn't business I've come to see you about. It's Mary.
Haven't you caused enough trouble?
Peter, no one is to blame for what happened but you. Surely you must realize that.
I don't realize anything of the sort. If everyone had left us alone, if you had left us alone...
Well, it would have happened anyway.
Why have you come here? What do you want?
Peter, I know where Mary is.
Oh, I suppose you've arranged everything. You're taking care of her now. You've always loved Mary, haven't you, Dick?
Peter, I...
Haven't you?
Yes, Peter, I love Mary.
And you're hoping now that she'll turn to you.
Believe me, nothing would make me happier.
I thought so. And you were supposed to be my best friend.
Peter, it's you Mary loves.
I don't want her love or your friendship. So get out.
Peter, wait. Wait. I have a message for Mary.
I don't want to hear it. Don't mention her name again. You can take her with my compliments. Now get out. Get out before I throw you out.
All right, Peter. I'll go.
This is hard to write after 7 years. No, no. Dear Mary. No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Why are you sitting here by the ocean? Are you sad?
Oh, I'm thinking.
Oh. Grown-up people think a lot, don't they?
They have a lot to think about.
I know. My mother thinks a lot, too.
That's nice.
I'm getting pretty old now. Almost 7. Could I sit beside you and think a while, too?
Don't you think your mother will worry if you don't go home?
My mother isn't home. What are you thinking about?
If you stay here, you'll have to be quiet.
I'll be very quiet. You didn't tell me your name.
Do you have to know my name?
It's important.
Well, my name's Peter.
Oh, I'm Ricky.
How do you do, Ricky?
Fine. Do you have a little boy?
No.
Why not?
I thought you were going to be quiet.
Okay. Would you take me fishing sometime?
No.
Why not?
Why doesn't your father take you fishing?
I don't have a father.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Me too.
Look, why don't you run along home now?
Don't you like me?
Oh, sure, sure, I like you.
Then I'll stay.
Okay.
You're nice when you laugh.
I've almost forgotten how to laugh.
Golly, that must be awful. I'll make you laugh some more just so you won't forget again. Look, I can stand on my head.
All right, that's enough. You know, you'll break your neck.
It's fun to do that. It makes you feel all funny.
You're a funny little boy.
I know. I made you laugh, didn't I?
Yes, Ricky. You made me laugh.
Uh-oh, I bet you I know what that thunder means.
It means you'd better run on home, young fella, before you get caught in the rain.
Oh, do I have to?
You do.
Then you come with me.
I'm afraid I can't today.
Why not?
Because I have other things to do.
But if I leave you, you may forget how to laugh again.
I won't.
Oh, golly, it's raining.
Where do you live?
In the yellow house around the bend.
Well, that's too far for you to go now, but you'll catch cold. I suppose I better take you home with me until it lets up. Come on, hold my hand. We'll run for it.
Okay.
Hurry, hurry. You'll be drenched.
I can't run any faster.
I'll carry you. Up you go.
Get up, Wesley. Get up.
That's what I call some rain.
That's what I call some rain, too.
You're a regular little echo.
Is that good?
Sure, that's good. Now, get out of those wet clothes. I'll get something dry for you.
I'm not very wet.
You heard me.
Okay.
Go over by the fire.
Okay.
And for Pete's sake, stop saying okay.
Okay.
Oh. Here, try this for size.
I'll look funny in that.
You'll be warm, though. It's an all-wool shirt. Now, get into it.
Okay. You know what?
Know what?
If you don't have a little boy, I could be your little boy.
Would you like that?
Uh-huh.
What would your mother say?
Well, she'd like you.
You have it all figured out, haven't you? You better call your mother and let her know you're safe.
We don't have a telephone.
It's a shame. It's getting dark and she'll be worried. Maybe it'll let up soon and I'll take you home. How about some supper now?
Sure, I'm hungry.
What would you like?
Steak.
You'll take corned beef hash and like it.
Okay.
I'll go fix it. You stay by the fire a while.
All right. Peter, Peter, come see what I found.
I'll be there in a minute. Ricky, what are you doing?
I found the violin and I'm playing it for you. Listen.
Stop it. Stop it this minute.
Don't you like it?
Where did you learn to play the violin?
My mother makes me take lessons. That's her favorite song. I play it for her all the time. Don't you like it?
What's your name?
I told you, Ricky.
Ricky what? Answer me, Ricky what?
Ricky Troy.
What's your mother's name?
You're hurting my arm.
What's your mother's name?
Mary Troy.
Mary Troy? Did she send you here? Who told you to come here?
Nobody did. We just moved here today. Uncle Dick brought us. I wanted to see your house, and I liked it. And then I found you on the beach.
Your Uncle Dick? Dick Barnaby?
Yes.
Mary didn't tell me she was going to have a child. She didn't tell me. Oh, so Dick thought he'd pull a fast one and move in with my wife and child right under my very nose.
I want to go home.
It's all right, Ricky. Stop crying. I didn't mean to frighten you.
I won't touch your violin anymore if you don't want me to. Honest, I won't.
Oh, it's all right, Ricky. You didn't know. You couldn't know what a fool your father is.
My father? Did you know my father?
Ricky, go into the bedroom and put your clothes on.
Right now?
Right now.
Okay, Peter.
My son, Mary's boy. What a mess I've made of our lives. If only I could go to her. If I could tell her that I still love her and want her back. No, it's too late. It's too late.
Peter, I've got to talk to you.
Dick, what are you doing here?
Oh, for the love of Mike, don't ask questions now. Your son Ricky has disappeared. We're afraid of the ocean.
So I have a son, and you're taking him over as well as my wife.
Oh, don't be a fool, Peter. Your son may be lost. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Why did you come to me about it?
Because I think you should be with Mary at a time like this.
What's the matter, Dick? Won't you do? You've done all right for the past 7 years.
Mary loves you, Peter. Why, I'll never know, but she does. Please, Peter, I'm begging you. Will you do something?
Ricky's here, Dick. He's in the bedroom.
Ricky's here.
Oh, what a relief. Go tell Mary that he's safe.
She's out in the car with my wife.
Your wife?
Yes, Peter.
Oh, Dick, hi.
It's all right, Peter. You don't have to say anything. I'll go tell Mary.
Dick.
Yes?
Do you think she'd see me?
I'll send her in.
Oh, thank you, Dick. For everything.
Peter. Oh, Peter.
Mary, darling.
Oh, Peter. It's been so long. It's been so awful.
I've wasted 7 years of our lives. And our sons.
I wanted you to know about Ricky. I wanted to come to you, Peter. But I was afraid. I was afraid you'd hate him, and I couldn't bear that.
Can you ever forgive me, Mary?
Forgive you. Forgive you, darling. I love you. I'll always love you.
Will you come back to me, Mary? Do you think we could start over again?
Yes, Peter.
Oh, darling. I can't believe it. To have you back would be a dream come true. A dream I've been dreaming for 7 lonely years. Peter and Mary, together. Their house on the cliff.
And Ricky.
And Ricky.
Oh, Peter. Peter. Hold me close. Hold me. And don't ever let me go.
Mary.
Mother!
Ricky!
Is that you? I didn't mean to run away, but it rained and Peter brought me home and...
Richard Troy. Richard Troy, you go back and put some clothes on.
Oh, I forgot. Look, Mother, Peter's laughing. Peter's laughing again.
I think I can depend on you, son, to keep me laughing. Final curtain comes down on Stars Over Hollywood, which today brought you James Craig as the star of The House on the Cliff. In a moment, our leading man will be back for his curtain call. But first, when a manufacturer trademarks his product, he does it for just one reason. He believes in his product and believes that you're going to like it so well that you'll remember the trademark and ask for it again. So remember this, D-A-R-I-R-I-C-H, Dairy Rich, is the registered trademark by which you recognize Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. And when you order Dairy Rich, be sure you're getting the genuine. You will find this name on the bottle cap. Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. Here again is our star, James Craig. Jim, let me congratulate you on a fine performance.
Well, thank you, Art. It certainly was a pleasure. And I hope your listeners across the nation thought so, too.
Well, I'm sure they did.
Could I ask what you have built for next week's program?
Well, I was hoping you would. Next week, we present a very well-remembered Hollywood star in one of his first air appearances since his return from the service.
Is he from MGM?
That's right.
Then perhaps it's Jackie Cooper.
Jackie Cooper it is, and in an original radio play that just fits his talents.
Well, that sounds like a fine show, Art. But we've just about used up our time, so I think I'd better say goodbye.
Goodbye, James Craig, and thanks again for a swell show. All persons and places in today's play were purely fictitious, and any resemblance to real persons or places is entirely coincidental. If your part of the country is on standard time, listen 1 hour earlier next week for new personalities and a new original radio play. So remember, the Dairy Rich Show, Stars Over Hollywood, next Saturday, same station. Today's play was written especially for the Derry Rich Show, Stars Over Hollywood, by Barbara Owens, and was directed by Paul Pierce. Musical score arranged by Del Castillo from music by Tchaikovsky. This is Art Gilmore speaking for Bowie's Incorporated, makers of Derry Rich. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.